Really quick, before we jump into today's episode, I want to tell you about the new Leadership Accelerator workshops from Better Everyday Studios. Twice a month, I host up to 25 business leaders just like you to learn about and practice one key skill for being a better leader. We cover topics like building trust, giving feedback, setting goals, and more. These sessions are only 30 minutes long, so there is no fluff at all, just actionable takeaways. To sign up, use the link in the episode description below or go to betteverydaystudios.com/accelerator. That's betteverydaystudios.com/accelerator. I look forward to seeing you there. Now let's get into the episode. Why is trust essential for building a high performing team? That's what we're going to go over in this video. Hello and welcome to the Terminal Count. For those of you who aren't familiar, Terminal Count refers to the time during the countdown to launching a rocket where the rocket kind of takes over all controls and all functions and makes the decisions of whether or not to launch. And so once a week here on the Leadership Launchpad, I do a solo episode where I dive a little bit deeper into a particular topic of leadership to help bring you actual insights based on the things that I have seen during my career as a former Air Force instructor pilot, head of training and development at SpaceX, and working with startups from all around the world. So in today's video, we're going to dive into the specific topic of trust. And I think trust gets talked about a lot, but not directly. There's lots of, you know, indirect ways that people bring up trust, but it's really important to talk specifically about how do leaders build trust and why you should build trust, some of the things that you're going to see on your team, because it has so many advantages. There's just endless research out there showing that trust is so essential. You know, I talk a lot about Patrick Lencioni's book, The Five Dysfunctions of a Team, where trust is the foundational element of building a strong team. Outside of that, we have lots of research in the form of Google's Project Aristotle, where they looked at 180 teams within Google for 2 years, and the far and away winner of all the traits that made teams better performing were teams that had psychological safety, which in my mind is kind of another term for trust or another way that trust manifests itself. And then, of course, you have people like Amy Edmondson and the work that she has done on psychological safety as well. So trust is clearly really, really essential for building a high-performing team. But what are you going to see? Like, what are some of the elements that you're going to see in your team? How is it going to help drive performance on your team? That's really what I want to focus on. And I want to focus on five things that you can expect. If you take the time to build trust on your team, these are the things that you can expect to happen. The first is that you're going to have less conflict. And this is something that I have seen directly. If you've ever been to any of my trainings or workshops, I've probably told the story of where I had two team members that had a lot of friction. They didn't work well together because they had different working styles. And it was through different ways of building trust on the team, building trust between the two of them, where they got to know each other as people. And that kind of diffused a lot of the conflict between them because they weren't just looking at themselves as people who work and you work differently than me, and so we're going to have a fight. They were able to see each other as people who had their own interests and their own hobbies. And that really led to much less hostile conflict amongst the team. So less conflict is the first thing that I think you can expect. Interestingly enough, the second thing that you can expect is more conflict, but specifically more productive conflict. Because if you want to have a high-performing team, you actually need people to challenge each other. You need in a meeting for people to be willing to say, I don't think that idea is going to work. What about this? But the key thing about trust is that by having this trusting environment, you're able to allow more of this productive conflict to happen because people know that it's not going to damage the underlying relationship. They have a firm relationship as people. They understand each other as individuals that trust each other, that respect each other. And so when I call an idea of yours, because we have that trusting relationship, I'm not afraid that you're going to take it wrong, and you know that I'm not attacking you, I'm just attacking the idea. And so if you want to have more of that productive conflict on your team, then you're really going to have trust. Something similar to that is idea of having more communication. People are going to be more willing to engage with one another, to talk amongst themselves, to share their ideas openly. I think when you read about psychological safety, one of the big things that people talk about, and that Amy Edmondson specifically talks about, is people are more willing to kind of put themselves out there and share their ideas because they're not worried about being ostracized, or people are going to think they're stupid or dumb or push them out of a group. Because people don't feel that way and they're not worried about that, they're much more willing to share their thoughts, their feelings, and their ideas. So there is much more communication that is going to happen amongst the team, and nobody's worried that somebody's going to take that communication, that information that they shared, and then, you know, use it against them. The fourth thing that I think is really important, especially in this day and age, is that there's going to be less stress on your team, and especially and for the individuals on your team, which today I think is so important. In fact, we just did a podcast episode about how much stress there is in the workplace today. There's so many things going on. There's wars overseas. There's friction around the election. And oh my gosh, what's going to happen? The economy, is it about to go up? Is it about to go down? I think generally there's a lot of angst in the system right now. And so if there's anything that you as a leader can do to reduce the level of stress the people on your team feel, then that is something that you should really highly focus on and make sure you're spending your time on. And building trust is one of those things, because people know that they're entering into a safe space, a space where they are respected, a space where they can be themselves, a space where they know other people and know other people will have their back. And so if you can create that kind of environment, it makes it so much less stressful, because we as human beings, we are social creatures, right? We are designed to be in tribes, in groups. And anytime we are worried about getting pushed outside of that group, whoa, does that bring up a lot of stress? It just makes us really, really scared about what the future is, because the team, the tribe, is how we survive. And so if you can remove that fear, it's really going to help people. And then the final thing is that you can expect, and that's really going to supercharge the performance of your team, is more collaboration. Because once people trust people, again, with everything else we already said, of people are more willing to share their ideas, people are more willing to, you know, raise their hand and say, I don't think that's a good idea, or I also had this idea. And so all of those things play together to just make it so the team members are more willing to work together, because they're not worried about taking credit for anything. They're not worried about what somebody's going to do behind their back. It just makes everything flow a whole lot more smoothly. And so then those are the top five things that you can expect to see. For you as a manager, there's actually a bonus outcome to all of this. And really, to me, what that is it removes you from being the central member of the entire team. In a dysfunctional team that doesn't have trust, the manager is kind of the hub in the middle of all these spokes that are the employees, and the employees talk with the manager so that the manager can share information with other employees. And that's just like, it might feel powerful, but it's really time consuming. It's an awful way to try to manage a team, and it's really going to slow you down. So if you can remove yourself as being needed as that hub of communication and information sharing on your team, and make it so that everybody just works together, it frees up your time, as well as makes everyone else so much more productive and the whole team much more productive. So if you are looking for a way to really supercharge your team, the thing you need to focus on is building trust. Because what is building trust going to do? Building trust is going to decrease the conflict between members of your team. It's going to increase the productive conflict that you have on your team. It's going to increase the amount of communication between team members. It's going to decrease the stress that members feel. And then finally, because of all that, there's going to be much more collaboration, allowing you to be more productive, saving you time, and improving the performance of your team. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, make sure to like and subscribe. And I really look forward to talking to you next time on the Leadership Launchpad. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you are looking for help turning your organization's great engineers into great managers, me and my team at Better Everyday Studios would love to help. We deliver targeted and interactive training workshops that are designed to help build the three fundamental skills of any new manager: building trust, giving feedback, and setting goals. reach out to me through matt@betteverydaystudios.com so we can start making your organization better every day.